Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Boy, it has gotten lively here in the past half hour. The Bon Vivant of Avon, Bill Ferrigno, still missing a lot of hair on top, is here. Kevin Witkos is here making breakfast. And two of our favorite people are here from Triumph Engine Control Systems. The beautiful Kim Starr administrator, who's too shy to come on. She can go on television, but she can't come on with us. And John D. What does the D stand for?
David.
Don David Guzzi. I like that. That gives it a little more. That gives it a little more, you know, prestige. I mean, John Guzzi is a nice name, but I think John David.
You pronounce it right. If it was Italy, it'd be Moto Guzzi.
No,
right?
Of course, exactly. They are from Triumph Engine Control Systems. You have brought bikes. You have brought toys. You have brought money. What haven't you brought?
Every year since the inception, we've been with the employees being generous. Every year we come through, and everybody looks forward to this, and, you know, grateful. Ray, man, we miss you. This
yeah,
is
we
first
do miss
year
you.
That you weren't here, but Joe D took charge.
You need a good backup.
We got a great backup.
If you don't have a good bench, you can't have a strong
That's
team.
That's right. That's what they tell us at work. If you're on vacation, who's your backup?
You guys are so involved in the community. You don't just do this. You do other things in the community. Why is that so important? Not just for you guys, but in the business community now, to kind of set an example for
it's
people.
It's just that I think the way we were all brought up that, you know, if you're in the community, we give back.
Right.
And we know people are less fortunate. And, I mean, you see it right here in Elmwood when you're going home.
Right.
People at the intersection, homeless, and, you know, it breaks your heart. And there's a friendship center that they can go to.
Yeah.
Yeah, and our company is involved with the United Way and Salvation Army, and we want to give back. We've been fortunate to have good jobs for many, many years there.
How many people do you employ?
I'd say a little over 500.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
500. Yep.
For the people who aren't familiar with your business, explain it a little bit.
Okay, so in the last 2 years now, it used to be 2-for-1 fuel controls, electronic fuel controls.
Right.
In the last 2 years, we've consolidated Triumph Thermal Systems.
Okay.
So just to give you an example, because Ray Mann always asks us
every
year.
Yep.
So, Joe D., we know you're the voice of the Huskies.
Or was.
Was. It's all right. You're grandfathered in.
Yeah.
So, our main customers, Honeywell, Williams, Boeing Commercial, Boeing Defense, Apache.
Those are big names, John.
Those are big
names. We're not talking slappies here. We're talking high rent district.
And we're close here, Pratt & Whitney, Canada. Don't get too excited. Not across the river.
No.
Rolls-Royce Indy, Indianapolis, Indiana. U.S. Army,
That's a big one.
That's our biggie. That's our legacy. That Kim goes way back with her dad, the CH-47.
Right.
You got to have the nomenclature for the Chinook, the double blades.
Yeah.
Everyone loves that one, unless you're being shot at. That's why we call them the heroes. But, one other one. So we've built two of these this year.
Okay.
Thermal systems. It looks like a missile. It's called a PRI, Pod Radar Initiative. It goes on an F-15 for the Northrop Grumman. It goes on back of the pod, and it's air conditioner that cools down the liquid.
No kidding.
Yeah.
How did you get involved in this?
How did
you get involved in this business?
Oh, my dad started in 1950.
Where was he? Is he in West Hartford?
Here we got a little story for you if we got time.
Oh, we got time.
Tommy Ty.
Hey, with everything you've brought in, you got all day, brother.
So here's a little history. Tommy Ty, who's now up in Windsor.
Okay.
His grandfather started in South Meriden. So he went off to World War II, comes back to South Meriden. They send him to Elmwood to get his job.
Right.
So in 1950, my dad came from Fafner Bearings, and Kim's dad started in 52, and we just happen to be second generation.
Okay.
So from 50, my dad left for a little while I was in junior high.
Yeah.
Her dad stayed.
You were in a junior high a little while ago.
A little while ago. Your time frame.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's what I was going to say.
We went through.
In that way, you go back a long way.
Times.
Do you do most of your business by word of mouth?
Word of mouth.
Do people? I mean, you advertise, but I mean, you have such a such a resume. You have, I mean, all those names that you ran off.
That's. I mean, Kim probably knows a lot better than me. Tech Pubs. It's. Yeah, probably networking and contracts, a lot of contracts probably.
How has what you do changed in the time that you've been doing it?
Well, God, when we came in, we had a good friend, Al Berube, and her friend, Claudette Martel. They were on boards, draftsmen, slide rules and the big T-squares, and now it's 3D modeling and everything's CAD-CAM and computer, so it's... But the key is, and Tom Ty loves to drive this in my head, is to be number one or number two, even in your business, probably you have to become more efficient.
Right.
You know, lean manufacturing, all the principles, whatever it is. You go to a grocery store, bank, everything has to be there for
everything's,
you.
And everything's got to be modern now.
Right,
everything
modern.
Has to be 21st century.
Exactly.
We might think, oh, people like us.
Right,
might
we're old
think
school.
That old school people, I think that better than old people. Old school people like us might think that our way was better, but you have to stay up with the times.
You gotta, and my wife tells me change is good when necessary.
Right,
and in this business, in any business, you have to change.
So you've had to adapt.
I've had to adapt. I'm going on 38.
You ain't a spring chicken, brother.
No. And Kim's going on 39 years next year.
Well, but Kim still looks like a spring chicken. So
she gets better looking.
Kim has an age. Do you get a lot of young people wanting to do with you what you do?
We get a lot of engineers.
From like a local, or do they come from far away?
That's a very good question. Yeah,
I get one a week. I'm glad I used it on you.
Yeah, UConn.
Yeah,
Central.
Okay.
And we're seeing a lot from. I've met a couple even in the last couple of weeks. RPI, Troy, New York.
Well, that's a phenomenal school.
Right.
You know,
but they'd like to go local and have the job fairs. And
They do. Now, do you guys go out to the job fairs?
Yeah, they do. They send
people out. Do you actively recruit people?
Oh, yeah. I think HR does.
Yeah.
They actively recruit. Yes.
Because it's important. And I'm sure there's competition that you're fighting all the time.
All the time.
You know? Right. So you've got to stay with that and keep up with it. I mean, the business, it's just in the couple of years that I've done this and I've gotten to know you guys a little bit, it's amazing to see what you guys the scope of things that you guys do there.
And I think the ones that have been there a while understand every job we do that Joe D might be flying today.
Right.
Flying out, and we keep that in the back of our mind.
Right.
No matter, and you understand here because you're on a really strict schedule, you know, Matt telling you and Joey every 8 minutes.
Well, Matt's a bigger pain in the butt than Joey is.
Anyway, so. Matt, congratulations, getting married.
Greatest wedding ever.
Yeah, you guys were all excited.
Tremendous.
But, it's...
Well, we can't thank you enough for your friendship.
Right, Joe D.
And for what you and Kim and everybody over there does. the donations are donations are phenomenal. The big donation in toys and cash. But seriously, thank you for your friendship, John. You have a great Christmas. John Guzzi, Kim Starr from Triumph Engine Control Systems. I want to remind you that our live broadcast today here from the Avon Old Farms Hotel is brought to you by Asset Strategies in Avon. And you can be just like John. You don't have to bring as much as they've brought, but we need unwrapped toys. We need non-perishable food items, cash or checks if you're shy. You can text 41444, text WTIC rather, to 41444. And, of course, if you come in with a donation of $125 or more, Don Tuller from Tall Meadow Farms will very graciously give you either one of his delicious ice cream pies or a gift certificate for ice cream or said pie.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.